Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. 2023 is here. We are full steam ahead, and there are many things to look forward to in our first month of the new year. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. Shout out to some incredible sponsors that have been with us long term. Actually, in 2022, we just wrapped up 12 successful seasons of this broadcast, and I'm thrilled to share that some of these sponsors have been with us really almost from the beginning. Shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails. Our Foxy family can execute any design you want implemented on your fingers, your toes. They do lash extensions and waxing. They're over in the Fresh Market Plaza beside Hallmark, open 7 days a week. Gift cards always available. But, you know, we're going to be talking art here on our conversation in the studio, and it's just so mind-blowing to me that art exists in so many ways, just beyond something that one paints or can see and touch. And so I just feel like, you know, when you have a partner of the program that's been so long-standing, Foxy Nails, they really are true nail artists. They see something, they can execute it, and I just think that's an incredible talent. And then it lasts for many weeks, and it's at a great price. So yay. And they even have a second location. They're off Seaway Drive in Fort Pierce. So shout out to Foxy's. Here in the studio, though, I have the gal that's behind the scenes with the Vero Beach Art Club. She helps make sure that everything's running efficiently, that events are well attended, that we have lots of volunteers and artists to showcase. Jacqueline Jennings. And Art by the Sea is less than a week out.
It is.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. I wish it was more than one time a year. This is one of my favorite events that we have, and it's fantastic.
What's great about this event and the time frame is that we are all done with the holidays, and now we're just looking forward to the new year. And you unveiled to us a lot of new kind of art, as well as some awards and more. So share with our listeners about the annual Art by the Sea.
Well, since you mentioned awards, you are correct. We do give away some good money. We have over 200 artists that participate in all kinds of mediums. You know, the paintings, of course, are big and grand and beautiful, wonderful fine art, as well as the sculptures, the jewelry. Oh, I
yes.
love the jewelry. I, at all times, have multiple pieces on me. Our artists are just phenomenal all the way around. So this is one of my favorite shows. This year, we are moving it to the Atrium. So it is at the Vero Beach Museum of Art, January 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Usually we have it in the Holmes Hall, and we are brightening it up by going into the atrium. So it's going to be a little different this year, but we are super excited.
I think that's smart.
Absolutely.
Beautiful space.
Sure.
Our museum is such a gift
Treasure.
To our community.
Sure.
It really is. And then to know the relationship that the museum and the Vero Beach Art Club themselves have together, I
Many
think
years.
Is beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. So to that point, the Friday evening is a reception.
Correct.
Yes.
It's a VIP reception. All of our sponsors are invited, the artists. That is when we give away the awards. We have nice little wonderful hors d'oeuvres and, you know, of course, some wine. But it's just a nice event to celebrate the opening of the 3-day event.
Yeah, and kind of kicking off the whole year, really,
sure.
for the art club.
Absolutely.
I adore that. And then it's open to the public thereafter on Saturday and Sunday.
It is. Yep, mm-hmm. correct. I think the hours are 8, 9 to 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah. So on a Saturday, people can come, they can stroll, and I would assume these pieces are, in fact, available for purchase.
They all are for purchase. And actually, let me just correct my hours because I didn't see here. 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. Everything is for purchase, and it's just... It's a phenomenal show. It really is.
Yeah.
Colorful.
And being inside the museum, you know, weather isn't even a factor.
No, not at
even
all.
Even if it's a little chilly, you're going to be just fine. It's
and the atrium
lovely.
Is gorgeous that they
yeah.
did. They took the fountain out, and it's absolutely perfect for a show.
Now, let's jump ahead a little bit because we do have more offerings from the art club, including just like 2 short weeks thereafter, the art trail.
Yes, we're really excited about the art trail. Art trail we haven't done since pre-COVID.
Right.
So this is the first time in over 3 years. It is a 2-day, this time around, 2-day Saturday and Sunday, February 4th and 5th, is absolutely free to attend. So we're excited about that. We used to charge for that. So it is free for patrons to go. We ask that people register on the website. All we need is name, name, email, and phone number, and we'll send them an interactive map so that they can, from wherever location they're at, be able to easily get to the next studio. So it's studios all around downtown, Beach Ave. I think I have one out west, but they're phenomenal artists, and they will be showing all of their beautiful artwork. We have over 12, I think, participating.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so whether you can do one day or both days, you want to mix it up, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to think that a lot of these studios are by appointment only or by chance.
Right.
So to think that you can have this scheduled and really be alongside other art lovers.
Absolutely. And we have multiple people at some locations.
Yeah.
So it is very exciting. But, you know, you bring up a good point. We do have our gallery in downtown, and we are open 11 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday. We are open for gallery strolls the first Friday of every single month from 5 to 8 p.m. And we're also trying something new for the next few months. We are going to open up on Thursday evenings, so a little bit later. So we're having an extra from 3 to 7 to be open, just to see how that works out. You know, you go out to dinner downtown, why not walk around, walk off some of what you just ate, and
or
shop.
You have that 45-minute wait, why not go peruse?
Oh, absolutely, you're right. Yes, there are a lot of waits around. So, so we're going to try that out, and hopefully it's a success, and we can stay open almost every night like that.
Well, and you can't miss it, because once upon a time, you were actually a small office inside the museum, and now, and you did have like a satellite space and studio
in between,
off of Old Dixie. However, this is really your whole new headquarters, and
this
it's
is
a
fantastic.
Beautiful space.
It is where Tiger Lily used to be, so right next to Taco Dive, right next to Gallery 14, which makes it perfect for that whole
in downtown Vero,
gallery stroll. Yeah, 1903 14th Ave. We're actually getting a little space next door as well soon. So hopefully we'll have some more updated information in the future about that.
I'm sure we can get you back on air, because this is great stuff. And then Art in the Park is actually going to be held on select Sundays from 10 to 4 in Humiston Park. Can you help me pinpoint visually which one's Humiston Park?
It is 3000 Ocean Drive. It is by where those little shops are, very close to the Drift.
Driftwood. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. So about a block away from there. And it's a cute little park, various Sundays from now till April. We have over 20 artist tents at that location, you know, on those dates. And it's a great event. Good variety as well.
I love that, because it's the ocean as your backdrop.
Absolutely.
If that doesn't help you feel more compelled to buy art, what will?
Exactly.
Yes. So our little Vero Beach, I mean, we're hustling, we're bustling as we kick into 2023. And it's incredible to just know how busy our Vero Beach Art Club is. And of course, I represent White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, right? We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, bringing folks into and out of Florida. And we are bringing people down regularly that are now, you know, planting their roots here. And not even so much as much seasonality as it used to be rewind 5-7 years ago. I've been with the team now. I just celebrated 10 full years. And I remember it was very seasonal when we first started. And it was almost like, you know, after Mother's Day, it would be so quiet on the beachside. You don't, post-COVID, you don't quite experience that the same way. So I feel like it's important for our listeners, who I'm sure are talk radio fans.
Of course.
Yes, a good educated demographic that loves passive listening with valuable information, that they need to know about the fact that there's always classes, workshops, volunteer opportunities with the art club.
Absolutely. One, get involved with this art club. It's not just for artists. It's for art lovers and anybody looking to get acclimated into the community and meet amazing people. I run around some of our events like a kid at Disney. I love it.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it's everything we've worked so hard for, but it's just fun meeting people from all over the world, you know, under the oaks. You talk to people that are international.
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
We have had the opportunity to send stuff to Amsterdam, Spain, Oklahoma. One of our biggest shipments ever.
Wow.
A big art collector came from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fascinating having on site for 10 plus years and helping with the delivery and the shipping.
Sure.
There's this incredible outdoor art show, which is always the middle of March.
Yep.
To know that this is right here in our backyard, and that it all really starts with a team of volunteers.
Absolutely. I get people at Under the Oaks that want to volunteer just throughout the year that aren't even members. So it's a great way to, you know, like I said, meet like-minded people, especially who love art. I mean, you can't go wrong with that type of person. Right?
You cannot. And you cannot go wrong with setting aside a little bit of time next weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Head over to the museum from 10 to 5, 10 to 4 on Sunday. See some really incredible pieces of various mediums that have, in fact, been presented with awards and are definitely worth viewing and some discussion.
Absolutely. And it is free to attend.
Free to attend, which we love. And so Jacqueline Jennings, not only is she very active with the community, spearheading a very vibrant art club right here in Vero Beach, she's also a really excellent networker. And though the Vero Beach networking luncheon has passed for the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, we do in fact meet three times each month. And the first Tuesday, Port St. Lucie at Tutto Fresco. The second Friday of each month, we will now be calling Armani's Cucina our new home.
Wonderful.
Right downtown across from your beautiful studio and headquarters.
Great. I could just walk.
You can walk over now. And then the third Wednesday of each month is in Martin County at Michelina's. I mean, for ladies, like-minded ladies that want to propel a mission, an event, an opportunity, their business, their service, whatever that might be. What do you think about the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network?
I absolutely love the luncheon. I look forward to it every single month. I mean, I've met a wonderful group of women just by going the last few months and just talking about what we do, the events that we have, the classes that we give, and I've met phenomenal women through your luncheon, so I do want to thank you for that experience because it has been absolutely phenomenal.
Well, and for those that are listening, there is no real annual overhead unless you choose to join the directory listing for just $50 for the year. But it's just the cost of lunch, what it works into your schedule. 11:30 starts check-in, 12 o'clock starts the program. There's always a featured speaker. You get a little nugget of knowledge, and then you get the opportunity to give a commercial, give testimonials, say something nice about other ladies in the room, and potentially bring and win a prize.
Absolutely. I've won often, so
yes!
This is the only place that I've actually won 50-50 and won prizes, so it's kind of nice.
It is pretty fun.
Yes.
And so we do hope that you too can come and share what it is you're doing, or if you're just looking to get more involved or want to support other women in business, this is a great opportunity. It's friendly, it's positive, it's uplifting, and by golly, it's effective.
It is.
Yeah. So it's tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. Again, that's TC for Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network.com. And we are thrilled here on today's show to be chatting with Jacqueline Jennings. She's our office manager and guru at the Vero Beach Art Club to give us the inside scoop of what's happening with the art club over the next couple of weeks. VeroBeachArtClub.org. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get foxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Waves Auto Spa, known as Vero's fastest and finest. A car wash known for their quality equipment and attention to detail by a friendly and courteous staff. Waves offers soft cloth technology, and a top-notch detail center will help preserve the value of your car. Waves now offers windshield chip repair, and in most cases, it doesn't cost you a dime. Spend less time and get a better quality experience for you and your car at Waves Auto Spa, US 1 Vero Beach, across from Kmart Plaza. Open 7 days a week.
Right Right now at Sunshine Furniture, it's New Year sale time. We're clearing our warehouses to make room for new styles, and this means you can save on selected in-stock furniture from Lloyd Flanders, Beechcraft, Windward, Riverside, Universal, Capri, Telescope, and more. Sofas, dining sets, patio groups, occasional chairs, cabinets, bedroom sets, tables, lots of pieces on sale for inside and out. At Sunshine Furniture, we have the largest selection of coastal furniture anywhere, including a gallery of Lexington, Tommy Bahama Home, and Universal Coastal Living Collections. Visit Sunshine Furniture now for our New Year's sale. Also, all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and don't forget to shop our outlet and sales store just across the street.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607. A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout this beautiful community that we live in, Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin counties. Shout out to True Color Salon and Spa, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, located in Vero Beach off of Old Dixie. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So as we are entering this new season, you might want to do something fun and different with your look. And maybe then you say, what was I thinking? Well, they are ensuring that you love your look every time you come and go from True Color Salon. But it's more than just their variety of talented hairstylists that are, in so many ways, artists themselves. But there's massage and there's skincare and there's a whole nail section, and it's for guys, it's for gals, you name it. So True Color Salon and Spa. Plus, they are huge contributors giving back to this community. So if you are, in fact, in the market for a new stylist or you're looking for some of those ancillary services, I would consider giving True Colors an opportunity. They do some incredible specials each and every month. And I mean, my goodness, world-class massages.
They are phenomenal.
Yeah. I love me some True Colors. Shout out to Courtney and her team. Also, huge shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that you do. Now that we're going to start entering tax season, you might get a big chunk of change coming back to you. And you can use that to invest in home ownership. Whether it's your first home or you're looking to upsize or downsize, Caliber Home Loans has a variety of products that can help you get into the home of your dreams that you can afford. It's always a complimentary consultation. They are award-winning, it's a recognizable brand, and they only use local appraisers while never selling your loan. So Caliber strong. You'll love collaborating with them. In fact, they're going to be a co-sponsor with me on March 9th with White Glove Moving and Storage for a mixer to benefit our Realtors Association of Indian River County. But they're active throughout the Treasure Coast as well. And then treasurecoast.com. So I have here in the studio Jackie Jennings. She is incredibly vital to our Vero Beach Art Club, and it's thriving and ongoing success. And treasurecoast.com makes it really easy for our listeners, our guests, to be able to highlight upcoming events free of charge on their calendar, right? And then you can add some pictures, you can add some links, and you just never know when people are going to be looking for something fun to do with friends and family, whether they're local or not, as well as other information like beach and road closings or local gift giving, hurricane preparedness tips, you name it. TreasureCoast.com, over 80,000 unique views each and every month. TreasureCoast.com, utilize it as a resource, upload the information, maybe become a sponsor. I don't know, at White Glove Moving and Storage, we're very happy. I had over 200,000 hits on my hurricane ad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I love seeing a good ROI.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. So speaking of White Glove Moving and Storage, we have been long-term supporters of the Vero Beach Art Club for a variety of reasons, alongside our shipping partner company at Packmail Beachside. We've just always felt that there is a lot of symbiotic relationship opportunities. A, we're fine art shippers, hangers. We custom make our own crates. If you are, in fact, leaving and going a far distance, you don't want to just throw it in a box and pray for the best. Art is really meaningful to people on so many different ways, and it's not always what you paid for it. You know?
Absolutely.
And so at the Vero Beach Art Club, we're looking forward to a very busy 2023 next weekend.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
It is January 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4. Friday, we are having a little private VIP opening with the artist and some of our sponsors and VIPs. And it's basically to give out the awards for the award winners. And we have many different varieties. I mean, I think even one award is like the most colorful, you know, I mean,
I
like,
love.
Yeah, a little different. And then of course we got our abstract and watercolor and all that. But it is a phenomenal show. It's going to be at the Vero Beach Museum of Art in the atrium. Usually we do have it in the Holmes Hall, but we are brightening it up this year and having it in the atrium. So we ask you all to come down and join us. It is absolutely free to attend and just walk around, be inspired, possibly purchase. Everything is for sale, and you will see a wide variety of mediums, such as artwork, sculptures, jewelry, you know, some beautiful woodwork.
We have some, lots of silent auction
items.
Yes,
we do have a lot of silent auction items that we are very, very excited about this year.
Yes, because remember, the Vero Beach Art Club thrives on its volunteers, and so whenever we can have an opportunity and some donations where we're able to just add more to what the art club can do for our Vero Beach community. Well, by golly, it's easy to get involved and it's fun.
Yes, it is. It is absolutely.
So let's talk about classes because you've got a lot going on. I mean, there's like classes where you can get a group of girls together.
There is. So we are a nonprofit. We're one of the oldest ones in the county, and we've actually never applied for grants up until this point. So we're trying to grow the club in general, and what we're starting with is our classes. So we do have a lot of adult classes that we offer. Everything can be found at verobeachartclub.org under classes and education. We also have wine and design classes being offered, usually on a Wednesday or Thursday evening, the third week of the month, and it's wonderful. It is predominantly women, but we often have a lot of couples that do it as well. We have everything from painting classes to mosaic wine. We have a silk scarf class coming in 2-3 months. And as a matter of fact, I think it's having such a good response, I'm going to have to do a second one.
Oh, wow.
Painting signs. Yeah, nice wooden signs with a pretty little pelican, a welcome sign. So that's another one that's getting on the books. And that has been a huge success. We have had so much fun with that. I loved the mosaic wine glasses. My wine glasses came out so remarkable. They were like these little goblets, like medieval kind of looking. And it was just wonderful. I couldn't have imagined it becoming better or coming out better. So in addition to that, we're starting our outreach program where we offer free art classes for children, 5 to 11, and that's on various Saturdays. You can call me up if you can't find it on the website. If not, it's under the youth program on the education section. We're also starting free veterans classes for veterans.
Wow.
For our local community. We just realized that there was a definite need, especially since the C word, COVID.
Yeah. Art,
you know,
is healing for
it
our
is.
Youth,
it's
for
therapeutic,
our veterans.
And
yeah.
We just... Especially with the children, we realize that they really need to get out there and communicate and get social and become a little bit more social. So we're trying to provide many opportunities for them to not only do the work, but to also show and possibly sell.
Yes.
Last year, we had Laura Moss come and give the awards for our junior membership program. And my daughter, she sold 2 out of her 3 entries.
That's so cool.
So to walk away from an experience like that, knowing you sold your first piece of artwork at 13.
Right? It gives you a little extra pep in your step.
Yeah, what a boost of self-confidence. So that's what we're looking to do. And it's to affect everybody in our community, all ages.
I love it. Sure. VeroBeachArtClub.org. Jacqueline Jennings, thank you for being on the program.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Ladies
thank you for
and gentlemen,
me.
Of course, sweetheart. Check out the treasurecoastinsider.us for past shows and live links to our sponsors. Make it a great day. Cheers.